Good evening, Selimet,
good
and
evening.
welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Each time I join with you, my dear friends, your energies are so much stronger.
Good to know.
I think it is, yes.
Not only are the energies stronger, but as individuals, you feel this powerful love which encompasses you all.
Thank you.
I know sometimes little doubts creep in, but there is no need for any doubt, because your spirit is strong. And I wish to say to you all, allow that strength of spirit to grow. Allow each spiritual thought that you have, allow it to double in size. And I ask, my dear friends, that you allow the love of all that is good to grow within you. We feel at this time that it is appropriate for you all to stretch your wings a little higher, to become those individual users of love and energy. We know some of you are still a little afraid of going deeper within yourselves. And this, my dear friends, I ask you to cultivate more readily, to be assured that what you feel is really love from spirit. Therefore, there is no room for any doubts. I know you feel this strength of love. Is that not so?
Yes.
I believe you are able to feel it a little more just the last time I was with you.
Yes, that was a beautiful person came through, yeah.
I would say to you, my dear friends, that it is time to break forth and allow the love of spirit to lift you up even higher. To know for yourselves the power within, and to know that what we as spirit bring to you is indeed the truth. I use those words to you many, many years ago. Truth. But the choice is still yours, whether you believe in something or not. It is still there. Now, my dear friends, do you have any questions this time?
I do have a question in regards of, I know that what's going on in the religions is probably start from the truth somewhere. And I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm not quite sure what it really is. That some people say it sort of fell on them, falls on them, and then they become kind of some sort of enlightened. That's what they're sort of saying. And I'm trying to understand what is actually happening, or what is the process, or what is the...
When you are ready, you will know what it means, because it is true love which emanates from you. You will have no need of explanations, because you are the explanation. You are love. And it is difficult to understand, I know. But when people speak of spirit, they are speaking of their higher selves. Mm. The higher self that would enter into the land of spirit, where, as human beings, you would be amazed at the love that lies within you. Do you understand so far?
Yes, I guess so.
So the Holy Spirit is our spirit.
You are all Holy Spirits, some to greater degree than others. But you are still Holy Spirit.
Okay, thank you.
If you must use the word holy, so be it. To us, it is that part of spirit which belongs to the whole, but which very few people realize whilst upon the earth.
Alright, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense
than I think. It is a growth.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes. Okay.
You will know when you have moved forward in spirit. You will know that your understanding is good. And you will know that that is what is meant for you at that particular time of life.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Do not be too worried about the use of the words.
Mm-hmm.
It is what you feel
yeah.
that counts.
Okay, thank you.
Are you sure you understand?
I think so.
Good.
I had a question.
Yeah.
It's about. Sorry.
Yes, go.
You're right, Paul?
Yes, sorry, go on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking back at some of the teachings from the past. sort of insidious creeping thing that can affect anyone. I wondered if you had any advice for avoiding it ourselves and also for helping others who succumb to difficulties.
Yes. It is a dizzying topic, is it not?
Mm.
Especially in your world this day. Mental health. You know full well that you have a brain which belongs to the physical, and you have a brain that belongs to spirit. What I wish to say to you is, you must not confuse one with the other. And there is such a condition as mental health. But you all know that also. But you ask, how can you prevent it or help you with it? You can help yourselves. You can help yourselves by meditating daily. You can meditate for as long or as short as you so desire. You will never eradicate mental illness whilst you are alive on earth, because it is a human condition that has been brought on by you as human beings. You understand that?
Yeah.
Yes. You must go to listen to the thoughts and the feelings of people who suffer in this way. I cannot tell you that a magic wand will wave and all mental health will disappear. Whilst you survive on the Earth planet, there will always be a degree of unrest or dissatisfaction. You understand?
Yes.
I feel you do not. But let me say that all you can do is be in touch with the great Creator every day of your waking hours and ask for help. In that way, whoever is suffering and whoever is trying to help will feel the power of the love. That is the way forward for mental illness.
Thank you.
I can vouch for that too with someone I know who's had very severe mental illness, but because she believes in the great Creator and because she does try to meditate, she really has helped herself a lot.
Yes. Again, it is the power in your own hand and hearts. The human being creates many things which are unnecessary for their lives. And I would say only this, my dear friends. Anything that is said and done in the name of love will always be a benefit to you. There is also so many reasons why mental health captivates the human. Too many to go into here. But I would say, continue to give help in your words. Give help in listening. Give help in taking time with people in distress.
We've noticed that some of our friends who seem to suffer from mental health issues have an overwhelming need to do a lot of talking, and I guess that is perhaps part of their healing.
Yes.
Just listening to them.
Yes.
Yes.
You must allow this energy to leave the body.
Right.
By word or sense or feel.
Yes.
But you cannot have it laying stagnant.
Mm. And we must find the time to give to these people, because that's one of the hardest
yes.
things for a human to do, really.
Yeah.
One of the hardest things, I would say, is to take care of yourselves before you try to take care of others.
Yeah,
because the love and the energy that you feel within yourself
yes.
transmutes into what they need.
So again, it's back to making sure we have that time to meditate every day and heal ourselves first.
It is the biggest piece of advice that I can give to you, my dear friends. But you know this because we have been together for so long. And always I seem to repeat the same things. But I am happy to do that because you will be going into the world to spread the word of love from spirit. To help and love is a great blessing.
It's a wonderful thought. So healing ourselves, the more we heal ourselves, the more others are healed around us.
Yes.
Yes.
You only have to look at your everyday lives. A gentle smile, a touch, a few minutes to speak to someone who is unhappy. All of these things are simple, but so powerful. And this is what I know, my dear friends, would like you to cultivate in your daily lives. Make yourselves pure and others will follow.
And this is this how we, as you said earlier, reach higher to an...
Yes, you will grow from these activities. It will become more natural to you, and you will be able to teach others by your actions.
I had one more question, if you've got.
I will take one more.
Two of us were talking earlier about two people who say they've got like a negative entity, they described it, attached to them. And I don't think we've had we've asked a question exactly about this before, and I was trying to think, would this be a bit like a person who needs a rescue and they haven't moved on, so they've kind of grabbed hold of someone and they're just they need to move on, or is the entity actually coming to the earth?
It is not always an entity. It sometimes can be the way that the human being is, that they do not find love and joy in life, and the darkness surrounds them. You must be careful not to place every piece of trusting to be right. Sometimes it is the human being who has created the darkness.
Yes.
And it need not necessarily be an entity.
Mm-hmm.
But again, talking to that person would be a wonderful upliftment for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But like all things in life, it is wonderful to show people how good things are in their lives.
Mm. Yes.
Mm.
And presumably would that be the way, because if there were a darkness around them or an entity, the antidote is always love and light.
Yes. It is. It is not as simple as that, as I put into words. But yes, you have to firstly check that it is not a physical illness, because the two remain very close.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be sure it is not a physical illness that needs help on the earth.
Right. Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, that's another explanation.
Yes.
And if it was something that's the best way to
you would be guided.
Mm.
If it was a spiritual darkness,
mm. Yeah.
The help is there within you to give.
Mm. Mm.
If it is a physical illness, then there is enough knowledge on your earth at this time,
yes,
to help others, and
yeah,
they should recover
mm.
quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Now, my dear friends, it has been good to be with you. There is so much we have spoken of, and so very little more that I probably can bring to you, because you cannot understand the more complex of life. So I say to you, thank you for your time, and I hope that when I come to you next time, you will have practiced some of the things that we have spoken of.
Mm. Yes, we will.
But as far as we are concerned, from here in spirit, you are approaching the next step of life.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for letting us know. It's always a joy when you come.
And for the encouragement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my dear friends, until we meet once again, I leave you with my love and joy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My love goes with you.